Here we are on April 1st, 2022, and we have today, for the 1st and 2nd of April, all fire on the table. We have the 7 of Wands, we have the 5 of Wands again, and we have the Ace of Wands, which is fantastic. Fire you are. I was wanting to say it in Yoda's voice. Fire you are. Spring has sprung in a big way this morning. We have an entire row of cards from the Passionate Suit of Wands, or Fire, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius. The card of Rivals is with us again today, and if the competition suggested by the power playing Five of Wands is for your own services, membership, or presence, the independent streak running through this lineup is inspiring. Lead on. The 7 of Wands in the past position is a Stand Your Ground card, and on the card we see an individual doing just that. A human, holding a long pole protectively across his body, stands above what is suggested by the tops of 6 tall poles to be a demanding crowd. Defending oneself, one's beliefs and ideas against public opinion, or even someone's physical space is suggested by this card. There is some serious trailblazing going on here. Our upcoming card is an ace, and a powerful one. So powerful that this card can actually make a baby. The suit of rods is the suit of male energy. And as it's spring, we seem to have sprouting branches, or rods, all over the place. So powerful that this card can suggest nuclear power. But beside the mock battle of the 5 of Wands in the center, hopefully these minor arcana suggest more rooster crowing and posing than bloody-to-the-death cockfighting. Radiation is also represented by this hot card. There is a feeling of being above the din in these cards. The 5 wands remind me of rungs on a ladder, and everyone's climbing all over each other to get to the top. But as we all know, opinions, and ideas for that matter, are like another thing we all have. On the Morgan Greer Ace of Wands, the Divine Sky Hand is reaching down from a thick, tall bank of white fog we see rolling in over a lake, as if from a plane. The suit often represents flight and travel by air. We see an uncharted forest thick with green trees, and the fog obscures whatever horizon there must be. Above the fog, there is clear blue sky. There is height suggested in these cards, not only from the individual we see on either his roof or a higher place, and the airborne ace, a new start, idea, business, creation, relationship. I wouldn't want to belong to a club that would have me as a member, said Groucho Marx. Remove yourself from the energy of the groupthink of the 5. Too many cooks spoil the broth, blah, blah, blah. The ace is a 1, so it being April 1st, and me being the fool that I am, I thought that I have a book that I refer to quite a lot by Gary Goldschneider and Joost Elfers called The Secret Language of Birthdays. And I thought it would be fun, if I remember, to do a little birthday acknowledgement. And so when I remember, I will. April 1st, the day of dignity, if you were born today. On April Fool's Day, it's the day of dignity. That's funny. That's cool. Strength, goal-oriented, sincere, and technically skillful. Weakness, isolated, one-track, and a workaholic. Your meditation, as we play on violins, guitars, and pianos, so the universe plays on us. That's pretty cool. And your card is, of course, according to this book, your major arcana tarot representative would be the great magician, who is number 1 of the major arcana. So, it's cool. Bye.